Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand, and for sale today in Britain, a part of the British government once created to dream up ideas for weapons and other military equipment. The Defense Evaluation and Research Agency was Ian Fleming's inspiration for the place where the gadget guru Q works in the James Bond series. The real place is spinning off a subsidiary called Kinetic, with a stock listing valued at more than $1 million. Well, the sale is causing a lot of controversy in the UK, and joining us from London is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. And Stephen, here in the US, the government has an agency for this kind of research called DARPA. Is the agency you're talking about the British equivalent?
Yes. I should first of all add it's a billion, not a million, it's $1 billion, at least $1 billion, the value of this organization. DARPA, there's a difference. DARPA farms out its research, but this British group does most of it in-house. It has a staff of more than 9,000 scientists and engineers whose job, among other things, is to invent and test weapons and military equipment. And it's got a pretty illustrious past. Amongst other things, it invented radar, the microwave oven, carbon fiber, the liquid crystal display. So it's quite an illustrious body.
So why is the British government selling it off?
The cost of running an organization like this is a huge burden on the taxpayer. In fact, the government started the process of privatizing this group 3 years ago. It sold off just under 50% then. And that's when it gave this name, Kinetic. The thinking has been that in the private sector, it'll become more commercial, it'll dream up more innovations that it can sell to private industry. But the government's decision announced today to sell off its controlling stake in the company and have the shares listed on the stock market has now stirred up a lot of criticism.
And tell us about that. What's the problem?
Well, this will, of course, mean that Britain's main defence research arm will be fully in the private sector. James R. Butnott, a Member of Parliament, is wondering whether this privatisation could jeopardise Britain's close cooperation with the US on defence issues.
Would the United States share secrets essential to the defence of Britain with a commercial company that would be competing with American business?
The British government says this will have no effect on defence cooperation. But there is another worry. 3 years ago, the government sold around 30% of Kinetic to an American investment group for around $70 million. Now, when Kinetic gets its stock market quote, it's likely that that investment will have increased eightfold to almost $600 million. Not bad for 3 years. So the government's critics say that they sold a big chunk of this valuable, vital national asset at a rock-bottom price.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.